Are you an artist trying to use TikTok to market your music using the Breaker app, but you keep having little snafus because you don't fully understand Breaker? If so, you're in the right place. In this episode, I'm going to show you the best practices for the Breaker app. Welcome to the Real TikTok Podcast. I am your host, Robin Marks. You can connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and Clubhouse at Robin Marks. So I wanted to just quickly give you my process on what I do on a week-to-week basis on Breaker. So pretty much, you know, I've been on Breaker for about a year, maybe a little more than a year, and I've made some money, you know, marketing people's music for them using my TikTok account. I have about 109,000 followers. I do music reviews. So I'll get a person's song, do a little quick 30-second to 60-second review, and hopefully drive some traffic, but also give them like a video they can use to promote their music down the line, which has really been great. So I started out just kind of doing the videos on the fly. I would like put up what we call campaigns, which is pretty much your offering to the musicians. And then from there, they do what we call submissions. They would submit to the campaign, and then it's up to you as an influencer if you want to accept or deny these submissions. So I was doing it on a fly, just like every day I would post them. And then what I found is that I was doing campaigns at any time. I was doing them daily sometimes. So because it was impacting my quality of life, you know, I like the idea of making money from my TikTok and helping musicians get their music out, but I didn't like the way it was imposing on my personal life. So what I did was I came up with a plan to kind of only do the campaigns once a month. And what happened was, because I wasn't very active on my TikTok during those times, it kind of hurt my account, but also hurt my, my momentum on Breaker. So I changed my plan and I came up with something that's in the middle. So instead of me doing like campaigns once a month and taking a month off from, you know, that page and on Breaker, I was, and opposed to me doing daily, I did it weekly, which was the sweet spot for me. So the way I do it is, every day I create a campaign promoting the same day of promo. So for example, my day is usually Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. So what I'll do is I'll put a campaign out that's like, hey, TikTok music review, only a couple of slots available, and this is what you'll get. And I'll talk about the music review. As an added bonus, I have a Spotify playlist that is growing, and it's called Best of Breaker. And I feature the artists who get their submissions accepted. I use those songs for the playlist. So as an added bonus to the people on Breaker who use my services to promote their music, I'll give them that courtesy of featuring the song on our playlist. And it's worked out well, you know, made a few thousand dollars last year with Breaker. And this year we're trending towards maybe double or tripling that, you know? So it's really going well. But what's happening is I've been facing some challenges, you know? I've been facing some challenges where I get into my creative mode where I'm gonna listen to songs, create music reviews. And when I do that, I'm in my vibe, but then I shoot the video, and after that, I'm about to like attach the song to the actual video, and I can't find the songs, which is a killer for me, you know, because A, I have a certain time of my weekend that is dedicated to creating this content. And just to give you some insight on, and this will be a whole nother episode about my time audit, I know that after my 8 hours of sleep for the weekend, I have about, you know, 32 hours to work with, you know what I mean? Of being awake with my family. So I've dedicated a couple of hours in that time to focus on this task, to serve musicians like you, to get the word out about your music. And when I have snafus like that, where it's like, yo, I can't get the song up because I can't find it, you know, it's a challenge for me, specifically for my kids who are like, daddy, hurry up. Like, you're making TikToks. I need you, right? they are understanding, especially my 11-year-old, he understands that, yes, this is a part of how daddy generates money for our family and generates revenue for his business. But my 3-year-old, she doesn't know. She's just like, why are you staring at that light, that circle light? You know what I'm saying? So after facing this challenge over the last couple of weeks, I said, you know what? Let me email Breaker about this and see if other people are facing similar challenges. And I reached out to Jumi, who, if you don't know, at Breaker is one of the people who really communicates with the artists, communicates with the influencers, offers tons of quick response customer support. So if you are on Breaker, there's a little chat icon on the bottom right of your screen, whether you're on mobile or desktop. Put your question in there. Don't just think like, oh my God, like I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. Go there and they'll offer you that support. So what I want to do now to help you understand ways that you can make it easier for the people who are promoting your music, the influencers like myself who are sharing your content, your music on their page using TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, whatever platform you're using to promote. I want to give you some actionable tips to help you understand the best practices and ways that we can make the whole process smoother for everyone. But before I do that, this episode is brought to you by Breaker. Breaker connects artists and influencers to break new music through culture. Music influencers can set up profiles, update their music preferences, and create digital campaigns available across all platforms. Artists can connect directly with influencers to promote their music. So if you want to sign up, just visit bit.ly/getbreaker. That's bit.ly/getbreaker, all lowercase letters. Okay. So now let's go into these best practices. So I really have four of them. The first one is make sure you spell your name right. Make sure you spell your name right. I know it sounds simple, but when I say spell your name right, I mean specifically the way you're spelling your name when you upload your music through your music distribution company, whether that be CD Baby, whether that be DistroKid, wherever your Deezer, like wherever you're getting your music, you know, played on Spotify, whatever your name looks like on those platforms, whatever it looks like, the way it's spelled there, it needs to be spelled in your submissions on Breaker. So where you're submitting your songs, you have an artist name and a title for the song. The spelling needs to mirror what you have on these platforms, because they're like the name of your song. Let's say the name of your song is Up and Down by Jimmy G. So it's spelled J-I-M-M-Y letter G, Up and Down, U-P letter N-D-O-W-N. So it's up, letter N, down, right? You write Up and Down and you write Jimmy G dot. But in the system of DistroKid, CD Baby, distributing to all of these platforms, like your Tidal, like your Spotify, you know, Apple Music, Google Music, all of these places, it's spelled the way you entered it there. So you can't come to Breaker now and like drop a period at the end of the G. You can't make the N an A-N-D now. You have to spell it exactly the same, because what happens for us when we're looking it up, we're typing it in the way you typed it in. And then we can't find it. Guess what? There's another Jimmy G out there. There's another Up and Down song out there. So it makes it really tough for us. And then what happens for me a lot of the times, I'll try to like do the, I'm like, now I want to make sure I serve you. So I'm doing a full-on Inspector Gadget, like Columbo, you know, Kojak kind of research. I'm like Sherlock Holmes out here with the magnifying glass looking for your record. I find you, but I can't find a song. And now I upload another song and I just do the review. then you might email me mad, like, yo, why you do the wrong song? Because you spelled it wrong and I couldn't find it. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, that's the big thing. Make sure any periods, dots, commas. The other day I had a guy do a song, a really dope song called Yeet. And he put in his submission, Y-E-E-T. The song is Yeet, Y dot E dot E dot T dot. So it was impossible for me to find it. So I had to dig and look. Oh, there it is. It's not Yeet. It's Y dot E dot E dot T dot. And those little details, although they seem like they're not very, important, or they're not that big of a deal, oh, he'll find it. You can't put it on the influencer to go search for your song. Like, you got to make sure you set it up, make it easy for us. Because at the end of the day, especially for somebody like me, like, I am a musician. Like, I'm here, like, I want to serve artists. Anybody who knows Robin Marks knows about what we're doing here on this platform. It's all about serving you. And I just want to make sure I help you to make it as easy as possible, not just for me, but for other influencers who are going to, you know, get your music out to the public. So that's the first thing. Make sure, another thing, colons, underscores, all of that. You got to, it has to be the same. You know what I'm saying? Has to be the same. So speaking of spelling, let's go to our best practice number two. Best practice number two is make sure your social media is spelled correct, and make sure it is correct, period. Like, sometimes people leave it blank. You know, it'll be like, you know, if the campaign is on TikTok, you want to make sure you're getting tagged on TikTok. If the social media campaign is being shared on Instagram, same thing. You want to make sure that your handle is correct. And a handle and a profile name are two different things. A social media handle and a profile name are two very different things. So what that at symbol, the words that come after that, so mine is at Robin Marks, that is my social media handle. That is what Breaker is asking for, and they say that handle. Some people don't know that. They think it's their profile name. So your profile name might be, you know, TikTok podcast. That's not what we're asking for. We want whatever that little at symbol, whatever letters are behind that at symbol on your profile. We need that, not the profile name. And some artists are confused about that. So when you don't have your account attached to that post, you can't be mad at the influencer because they didn't have the correct information. And make sure your spelling is correct there as well. Like, if there are underscores, if there are dots, if there are, you know, anything that would cause the influencer to have some kind of error, make sure you double check it. So go to your profile page, not just the campaign. Make sure on your profile page on Breaker, everything is spelled correctly and it's uniformed according to what you have in and on your social media profiles. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, the TikTok sound library. Make sure your song is actually there before you submit to be a part of a campaign. Before you send your submission, you have to make sure that your music is actually on TikTok. You know, especially for my TikTok campaigns, like, it's critical. So we go through the process. I'm making a video. I'm like hooking something up. And then I'm like, all right, let me attach that sound to it. And the sound is not there. Even worse for someone who does content, let's say like a makeup artist or even a dance person. So now I'm like, okay, it's content creation day. I got to do Jimmy G's video. I'm going to do a trend. I'm going to start this new dance trend for Jimmy G's up and down, up and down. Load up the TikTok. I go in, I'm on my phone. I'm looking Jimmy G up and down. Like I, not only is it spelled correctly, but it's just not there. Jimmy G has music. He has seven other songs, but up and down is not there because it hasn't made it to TikTok. So when you're uploading your music to these platforms like DistroKid, CD Baby, it gives you the option whether or not you want to, you know, have it on TikTok. it gives you the option to have it on TikTok. It gives you the option. Do you want it on iTunes? Do you want it here? Do you want it there? So make sure, what I always recommend is make sure you check everything. Put your music everywhere so you never have that kind of issue. Because the way digital music is moving, guys, you know, there's no telling which platform will be the dominant platform in the future. And right now, TikTok is making and breaking artists. And you don't want to miss out on that wave. So with that being said, make sure that your music is available on TikTok if you are making a submission to have an influencer do a video for your song. Okay, so that's the third tip, or the third best practice. And here's one that's overlooked, but this is something that I've been struggling with specifically on Breaker. Last best practice. Don't request that the influencer use too many hashtags. Let the influencers do their job. Like, I got people who are like, they'll send me a message and they'll be like, oh, you know, or they'll upload in the hashtags that they want the influencer to use. Yo, my name is Jimmy G, so I want hashtag Jimmy G, hashtag up and down, hashtag new music, hashtag music breaker. Okay, like, I'm not mad at that. Like, if you want to have a tag that is specific to your brand, a tag that is specific to your project, so you can track, I get that. That makes sense. I've seen some artists actually do that really well. However, you have to look at hashtags as like a small piece of real estate in what you're doing there. So like, you are essentially doing a disservice to the influencer by saying, hey, let me put this here, this hashtag that maybe has 25 views on it, where they could actually use a hashtag that would drive more traffic to their page, but also to your post and your music. So it's not just doing a disservice to the influencer, actually. It's doing a disservice to you, and it's doing a disservice to your music, which is what it's really all about, right? It's not about just the influencer getting views. It's not just about you, you know, having a hashtag up there. It's about people getting the opportunity to hear your music. So let the influencers do their job and pick the hashtags. If you must add a hashtag or two, make sure that it's really important to your process. Like, if it's a tracking issue where you're trying to track the amount of videos or any video that used your sound, I get that. But once you say, like, you know, music breaker, like, that's an easy one. Like, maybe most influencers would use that one. But I would argue that that could actually hurt your engagement, because the TikTok algorithm is super smart and they want to make sure that they have their hands in everything that has to do. They want to have their hands in everything that has to do with advertisement, market, paid ads and marketing. So if you're saying this is an ad, like, that could have a negative impact on your post. But that's just speculation. I don't have any concrete evidence or data to support that. It's just kind of a theory that I have. But with that said, I would strongly recommend writing in, this is a ninja trick, so write this down. This is a ninja tip. I would recommend in your initial submission to write in the message to the influencer that you would like them to pick hashtags that they believe would work best for this song on their account. So that way they, because some influencers might be lazy, honestly. They're like, oh, they didn't leave no hashtags, I ain't putting none up there. So I would request it from them directly. For me, I prefer to do the hashtag just because I have an idea of what works for my account. So let me do my thing if you ever submit for a campaign on my page. Before we finish up, I want to invite you to our private Facebook group. All you have to do is go to bit.ly/FB TikTok group. It's called TikTok for Musicians. It's an amazing space where artists share triumphs, struggles with TikTok specifically. So if you need support, if you're a musician who needs support, please pull up. All you have to do is go to bit.ly/FB TikTok group. You are a one-of-a-kind creation with the ability to shape lives with your unique gifts and talents. I'm so happy that you joined me today. I'm Robin Marks. Talk to you soon.